Well, hello, everybody. Blessings and peace on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Troy Brewer here, and I am here in the amazing studios hidden deep beneath a trailer park in Johnson County, Texas, at Open Door Church. You know what, guys? This is our podcast, and I'm going to start off here doing a podcast here today, and then out of this, we're planning on also making some radio shows out of it, and I'm not in the studio all by myself today. I have a great friend of mine by the name of Ted. Ted, I'm scared to death that I'm going to get your last name wrong. What is, do you know how to say your name?
I think I do. It's Van Landigam. But you can just call me Van.
Okay, Van Landigam. Well, that's not hard.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like that, man, when you're reading it. It looks like...
It's designed to trick you.
Well, it tricked me. But you know what? I'm glad that you're here today, brother.
Same here.
And hey, let's just talk about you for just a minute. You're with Mayo's. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Right now, I work as a U.S. spokesman for Mayo's and speak for the ministry here in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
Outstanding. And what is Mayo's? What is that?
Mayo's is a Messianic Jewish ministry based out of Tel Aviv, Israel. It was started in 1976 by Ari and Shira Sokaram. If you're from the Texas area, you're probably familiar with Shira's family, the Lindsays. They founded Christ for the Nations here in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
And so they have a storied revivalist past. But they started this ministry in Israel, and we do a lot of different things in Israel. Evangelism is our first and foremost thing, bringing the good news of the Jewish Messiah to the Jewish people and
to
the Arabs.
Amen.
And we believe that that's our core value. But we also do humanitarian aid. We take care of persecuted believers, both Jewish and Arab believers. And we've even done outreach to people who don't know the Messiah. Last year, we did a lot of outreach to people who were fleeing the ISIS tidal wave that's been spreading throughout the Middle East, helping Yazidis, Kurds, Iraqi Christians.
Wow.
So.
Okay, well, that'll get your attention.
Absolutely.
That'll keep a brother busy.
Yeah.
No, Ari, let me tell you, Ari was actually like a television star, like a movie star.
Absolutely.
For a while. I know that he was in like Hawaii 5-0 and he was in Chips.
Yep.
And I see him all the time. I'll be like watching like some old movie and I'm like, dude, there's Ari.
Yep.
There he is.
Yep.
And then also, too, the Lindsays. One time I went to Israel. I went to Israel probably 15 years ago or something like that. I actually met both of them. I met Ari and what's his bride's name?
Shira.
Yeah. And I met her, and I was on the same bus with them, and we rode together. And Miss Lindsay sat beside me on this bus. It was a private bus, and we were going up to Galilee. And Miss Lindsay said, and she told me, she goes, Troy, I have grown to love you over the past few days. I'm like, oh, Miss Lindsay, my goodness, I love
That's awesome.
So much. And then she told me, honey, you're way too fat. Oh, honey, please lose weight. I don't want you to die. And I had to ride with that woman for like 50 miles while she just said, please lose weight. She would be proud of me now if she was still alive. I lost 140 pounds, 3 years ago. That's a Backstreet Boy. I lost a Backstreet Boy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you very much. Okay, so you do this tremendous work. You represent these people here within the United States and in Canada, you say?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you and I are going to have a talk today about standing with Israel. You know, this brother right here, I love to stand with Israel.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do. I mean, come on, how can I be in love with Jesus and not stand with Israel?
Absolutely. You know, I'll tell you, you know, the church in America has been a strong support, especially the evangelical community, for Israel. But that's shifted a little bit. And, you know, that's changed. And it's time to restate that message of why Israel matters. And one of the biggest reasons why Israel matters to the body of Christ and to churches and to pastors here is that Israel sits at the center of revival in the nations.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So. All right, so listen, I'm going to wind this up because we're about to get up. I'm just going to let you rock on here. And I love talking like this, and I hope it doesn't get on your nerves.
No, this is fun.
Okay, here's the deal, man. And for all of our listeners that are out there, he and I are having a talk because you're actually preaching here at Open Door Church tonight.
That's right. On this night.
And you're doing something completely different. Well, it's actually in tandem with what you're about to share with us right now.
Yeah.
How in the world can you say, my brother, that Israel is the center of the world when it comes to revival?
Well, you know, I'm a revival nut. I love to study revival history. And one of the things, if you look at the history of revival, especially some of the last great moves of God, the first, second, third Great Awakening, the Jesus People Movement, the Azusa Street Revival, the Chinese Revival, which is going on right now, they have Israel touch points. And
really?
Yeah. So I'll lead off, you know, what was the one country during World War II? You may or may not know the answer to this, but there's one country that didn't turn any Jewish people away during the Holocaust.
Was it Switzerland?
Mm-mm.
I have no idea.
A lot of people, when I go and speak in churches, because I'll ask this question, they think it's the United States, but the United States actually turned away a lot of Jewish people.
Right.
FDR turned a group of Jewish people away aboard a ship called the SS St. Louis. There are 915 Jews. They came here to Canada, Cuba. They were going to go to South America. And then to Africa, everywhere they went, they were said, we don't want you. And so they ended up having to go back to Europe. And a good number of those folks ended up dying in the Holocaust. And I met a lady a few years ago at a conference. She grew up at the port where the ship was here in the United States. And she said, I could actually hear the people on the ship talking. They were that close. We could have taken them in, but we didn't. China was the one country that didn't turn any Jewish people away during the Holocaust. In fact, China took in as many as 100,000 Jewish people.
I've never heard
that. Yeah, a lot of people don't know the story. In fact, last year with the 70th anniversary of the war and the victory, Israel did a YouTube video. The Nation of Israel did a YouTube video thanking China for rescuing them during the Holocaust. And the state of China did a YouTube video back to the people of Israel saying, you're welcome. And Shanghai took in somewhere between 18 and 23,000 Jewish people. There's a museum there you can go to. And they had this big dome with pictures of all these Jewish people that they took in. Well, in 1948, after the war was over, China had taken in 100,000 Jewish people and hadn't turned any away. They said, as many as can make it here, we'll take them in. And they had their own battle with the Japanese going on, but they took in these Jewish refugees. And in 1948, as Israel's being prophetically reborn again as a nation, China only had 1 million Christians. And if you look at China statistically, from 1948, 50 years forward to 1998, the church in China grew 8,000% in that window.
What?
Yes. In fact, there's a Pew article last year that estimated that the Chinese church now may be closing in on 247 million. So in one generation, they went from 1 million to potentially 247 million. Now, the numbers vary depending on who you're talking to, but Pew's a pretty reputable group. And if you look at Youth with a Mission and the Center for World Missions in Pasadena, California, headed by Ralph Winter, their estimates are that somewhere between 12 and 1,400 Chinese people are coming to Christ per hour. Sustained revival year in and year out.
Googly moogly.
Yeah, that's over 10 million new people coming into the kingdom a year. Sustained revival. Not just a window of a year or two or maybe three. This is sustained revival that's going on. And so what I would say to the church is it a coincidence that the one nation that didn't turn any Jewish people away and took in more than any other nation in their darkest hour is enjoying the greatest revival that we may have ever seen since the cross till now?
No, that's amazing. I've never heard that, man.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me again, what was the name of the ship that we turned away, that America turned away?
The SS St. Louis, and it was captained by Gustav Schroeder.
Guys, everybody look that up if you would.
Yeah.
Also, too, listen, I'm in the studios here at Open Door Church with my good friend Ted, and he is with Mayos, and I know I'm butchering that. I've got such a hillbilly accent, but Mayos?
Mayos is how you say it, but we get it all different ways.
Oh,
Mayas, Moaz.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Mayos, and it means strength.
Okay, and so what is the website for that?
www.maozisrael.org.
My friends, we're going to take a short break, and I'll be right back with you in just a few minutes. All right. Well, I'm in the studio here, and Ted, tell me how to say your name again. Ted what?
Van Landingham.
Okay. Ted Van Landingham, I've actually known you for a long time. I just don't want to butcher your name because, dude, I have such a bad hillbilly accent. I butcher everybody's names, and I just want to be respectful.
Oh, that's okay. You know, when I was a kid, I could always tell when they were going to read my name in school. You know,
yeah.
They'd be mouthing it, you know, and I'd say, that's me.
So. Well, it's funny because everywhere I go all over the world, it is impossible for anybody to say Troy Brewer. It's just impossible. I mean, it's a hard one, especially in Spanish. You know, Troy Brewer.
Yep.
They're like, nope, we don't do that. I'm like, that's okay. You can call me whatever you want to. Anyway, man, we're in here talking about how that the touch points of revival throughout Absolutely. The world can be mapped back to Israel. Absolutely. So that whenever we as a people reach out to Israel, revival tends to happen with us.
Absolutely.
That's crazy. Okay, I've never heard anybody say this before. Mm-hmm. So you were talking about the Chinese revival
Absolutely.
Goes back to them accepting Jewish people during the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. What are some of you mentioned the Azusa Street revival. How could that possibly be connected to Israel? Israel wasn't even born yet.
Absolutely.
I should say reborn.
Well, you know, at that time, at the turn of the last century, when the Azusa Street revival happened, there was a man named Eliezer ben Yehuda. He had left Europe and he had moved back to Israel, and he's the father of the reborn Hebrew language, reborn Hebrew tongue. He moved back to Israel. At that time, it was called Palestine by the British. Anyway, he moved back there and he began to rebirth the Hebrew language. And as he was releasing the first volume of the reborn Hebrew tongue, a revival breaks out in Azusa Street, characterized by what? Speaking in tongues.
Wow.
Now, you could say that's a coincidence, but when you start looking at these revival touch points, there's a place where coincidence just falls off because, you know, you can only go so far with that argument. And the fact that as the Hebrew tongue's being reborn, there's a revival that's characterized by breaking out in tongues. And at that same window, there was a tremendous move. A guy named Theodore Herzl they had the first Zionist Congress to rebirth the Jews in Europe had been persecuted for centuries.
Wow.
The Holocaust wasn't the first persecution. During the pogroms in Russia from the turn of the last century all the way up to World War I, 1.5 million Jews died in those. Mm. A lot of people don't realize that. And there's tremendous – I've got a document. There's 14 pages long chronicling the persecution of the Jews in Europe from the time that they came to Europe all the way up until the restoration of Israel. And so in this season, and at that turn of the last century, there was a tremendous move to rebirth this a homeland for the Jewish people back in their homeland. And that was headed by Theodore Herzl. So that was going on at that same time. And then here in this Third Great Awakening, Dwight Moody, who was a revivalist in Chicago, Moody Bible Institute, there was a lay leader in his church. His name was William Blackstone. And William Blackstone was known as the father of Christian Zionism. He believed that God was going to restore Israel. And he was a part of a prophetic conference that took place at a hotel near Niagara on the Canadian side. And all of these revivalists of that Great Awakening were coming there, including Hudson Taylor, who went and planted. He was really the one who birthed the church in China. The British missionaries had tried to open up China to the gospel. But Hudson was a good friend of Blackstone, and he planted a church that really had a heart for the restoration of Israel and for the Jewish people. And in one generation, that went from a small handful to a million. And that million believers really was a key part in China taking in the Jews during the Holocaust.
Look
so all
out.
Of these, all of these, all of these things connect together, but it's God's sovereign plan working out.
Okay. So what would happen then if we as a nation started supporting Israel? Or better yet, what if just the church? What if the church just fell in love with supporting Israel? What would happen?
Oh, I believe it's key to revival, and especially as we get closer to the spiritual restoration of Israel. You know, Ezekiel talks about the dry bones prophecy, the bones rattling and coming together.
Oh, yeah.
But the last part of that restoration that he's talking about in there is the breath comes in.
That's right.
That is the spiritual awakening.
That's correct.
Israel's been physically regathered, and now the blinders are coming off. And if you look at Israel since 1948, that 67, 68 year window, as Israel is being reborn, more Jewish people follow Jesus in this window than from 48 all the way back to the cross. And in that same window in the Muslim world, more Muslims have come to faith in Jesus in that same window, especially the last 30 years. And so as the church connects to Israel, I believe that that activates prophetically revival back in the nations. As they're blessing Israel and awakening her, there's a rebound effect that's even greater.
All right. I know for a fact that this is true because I've witnessed it over mm-hmm. and over and over again. Just this last year, whenever we were going through a great financial issue, I'm talking about something that could have tanked most ministries. We're just like, wow. And we just looked up one day, brother, and we were slammed with something that was hideous. And it was demonic, and it was diabolical. And we're like, okay, man, we're going to fight this. I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how in the world we're going to overcome this. I'd never faced anything like this before. So on a Wednesday night here at Open Door Church, we said, you know what? Let's just support Israel in a crazy cool way. And all the elders and all of my church board, they all agreed, hey, let's do this. And I told the whole church, hey, man, we want to raise some money for Israel. Brother, we raised a bunch of money that night, and we sent it off to, because we support my O's, right?
Yeah.
So we support you guys, and we sent it off to you guys. We supported the body of Christ there in Israel. We supported our Jewish brothers and sisters. We did that. And God Almighty, over a period of about 6 months, did a $500,000 miracle for us.
Amen.
And we didn't raise money. We didn't campaign. We didn't even tell people, hey, I got this, because that's just not what I do. I'm not a big guy that raises money and all that. And I just, that's just not me. And I want to just tell you, man, we saw the hand of the Lord. Well, listen, guys, look here. We have to take another break. It's time for us to take a break right here, right now. You are listening to Experiencing Real Life with Pastor Troy Brewer, and I will be right back with you in just a few minutes. All right, guys. Hello, my friends. We're back here in the studio at Open Door Church, and we're having a talk today with Ted Van Landigham.
Yep. You got it. Perfect.
Thank you very much, man. And you're with, how do people get a hold of you, by the way? Just if they want to contact you or if they want to look up your ministry, how do they do that?
www.myosisrael.org or www.istandwithisrael.com.
IstandWithIsrael.com.
Yeah.
Wow. My O's Israel is, I love My O's. I love it. And of course, we're also connected with Ron Cantor.
Yep.
And help me out. Am I saying it right? Tiferet Yeshua?
Tiferet Yeshua.
Tiferet Yeshua.
Which I told means you, man, the glory of Jesus.
I just butcher every language there is. I really don't even typically try. I just say train wreck. You know, train wreck. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, that means Pastor Troy doesn't know what he's saying. So, but it's just, I know what I'm good at, and I know what I'm not, and that's just something I'm not. So I do not mean any disrespect in that whatsoever.
None taken.
All right. So, hey, we're talking about the connection. We're talking about the connection to revival with Israel. I just got through giving an awesome testimony about how every time we step up to the plate and we support Israel in a whole new way, God Almighty opens up the windows of heaven for us. Why do you think God does that? What is that all about?
Well, God's a promise-keeping God, a covenant-keeping God. And, you know, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when He makes a promise, He lives up to it. I mean, so one of the best examples of this is Genesis 12:3, where God says, I'll bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you, right there in the beginning. You know, this promise regarding the people of Israel. And what greater blessing could you have than what I would say maybe is the world's greatest revival? If you look at the cross all the way up to the present day, in a generation, where have you seen 247 million people come into the kingdom?
Wow.
You know, in one generation, it's tremendous outbreak revival. And it's a clue to us that there's a revival that's connected to God's keeping, you know, in covenant with God, and God keeping His promise, covenant promise, back to us. And so, and not just the form of revival in China, but, you know, I call this kind of a prophetic harbinger. A lot of people were, you know, familiar with Jonathan Cahn's book, the
sure.
Shemitah and the Harbinger.
Sure.
And, you know, a couple years ago, they had this whole thing about the blood moons. On the second blood moon, which was the first night of the Feast of Tabernacles, which is the seventh and final biblical appointment, and it was also at the beginning of a Shemitah year, which is also another appointment on God's calendar, super significant. It was that day, that very day, that China surpassed the United States as the world's largest economy.
Wow.
Now, would you say, is that a coincidence, or is this the promises of God when you're looking at God's calendar shouting at us, God keeps His promises, and that goes both ways. I'll bless those who bless you, and I'll curse those who curse you. And there's plenty of examples of where when we've turned away from God's covenant plan and promise, that curses have happened.
Come on. So you know what? Here's the whole deal, and I want to just throw this out there. I'm bound and determined, knowing that our nation has not been supporting Israel, knowing that our nation has been antagonistic against Israel, mm-hmm. has harbored and coddled the enemies of Israel, that I'm bound and determined that if there's a curse on my country, there ain't going to be on me.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna support Israel. I mean, my church is going to support Israel. My ministry is going to support Israel. I'm going to stand with Israel in every single way that I can. It's like I tell everybody, dude, just because your whole neighborhood is going to hell doesn't mean that your family has to.
Amen.
Right on? And Amen. It's that way with us right now. I totally believe that.
And I feel like it's an opportunity for us in the body of Messiah to, number one, be a witness to the world. You know, when people see the blessings of God flowing, because we've aligned ourselves prophetically with God, and then the blessings of God have flown, people are going to wonder why. And that's an opportunity to say, because let me tell you about my God.
Amen.
So, you know, and that's one thing that I'm passionate about is, you know, we, the Jewish people, we're not perfect. We're not, you know, at this epicenter of revival because we had our acts together. If you look at the Council of Scripture, the opposite's true. We're the biggest failures in a lot of ways. But it's not about us. It's about our God. And our God keeps His promises. And God is faithful even when we're not. And that's one thing that we can take to the bank every day, is that God keeps His promises. And that's what this revival's about.
Ted, I want to tell you, there's whenever people ask me, you know, well, Troy, you know, you stand with Israel so much, man, or do you like have Jewish roots or whatever? Well, all my faith has Jewish roots.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, I mean, I'm a rotten old stinking bacon eating Gentile and proud of it. You know, I'm proud to be me. I like being me. I'm very comfortable within my own skin. And why would you? It's like, what are you doing? Here's the deal. I adopt kids from all over the world. I have 7 different orphanages. I have over 1,700 kids in my orphanages. I know what adoption is all about. Mm-hmm. And I am adopted into the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Otherwise, I would be an orphan.
Absolutely.
If the Father hadn't come to me and adopted me into the kingdom, I would otherwise be fatherless and I would be nameless.
Absolutely.
But I'm not. Amen.
Amen.
And I say that to say this, I can't imagine how heartbroken I would be if my 1,700 adopted children hated my 4 biological children.
Yep.
I can't tell you how
That's
that would
powerful.
Break my heart. I also cannot tell you how much incredible favor I would have upon my adopted kids that loved my biological kids.
Amen.
And partnered with them and told them how cool their dad was.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
And that's kind of my whole issue. So, Ted, we have just a minute left. Why don't you sum this up just in 1 minute?
Well, you know, the last thing I'd say is, you know, look at Zechariah 8:23. Zechariah talks about a coming move of God where 10 men from every nation and language will come and grab hold of the Jew by the corner of his garment. And, you know, that is a representation of the nations coming and connecting in with Israel in the last days. And I believe that Zechariah 8:23 revival is going to be the greatest of all revivals we've ever seen. So I would encourage anybody who wants to partner with this great revival and work that God's doing and see revival in their own camp, that connect with the people of Israel. You know, there's a thriving, growing revival in the land.
Yes,
over 200 congregations, over 25,000 Jewish believers in the land, and way more worldwide. And so, you know, some of the things that we're doing, humanitarian aid, taking care of persecuted believers, that's a big deal. There's a big price tag, whether they're Jewish or Arab, when they come to faith, there's a big price tag for them. And it's important for us to come along and support them. We do that through humanitarian aid. Publishing, we're the only Christian publisher in Israel. We're translating Christian books into Hebrew, Arabic, and for the Chinese house church to bless and build up the body. And so that's a big work. We're also building up a generation of revivalists and worship leaders, because we believe that every revival has its song.
Okay.
And so you can reach us by going to our website, www.maozisrael.org, or if you want to do the humanitarian aid support, it's www.istandwithisrael.org. And we're also on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
And I follow you guys on Facebook and all that, and you've always got really cool stuff on there.
Yeah.
You really do. Well, my friends, you have been listening to Ted Van Landegem. Isn't that great?
Yep.
I just butcher people's names. Anyway, guys, you've been listening to him, and I bless you, Ted. Thank you so much
Thank
for joining
you.
Me today,
yeah,
my friend.
It's an honor.
I love you, and I can't wait to hear you preach tonight at Open Door Church. And guys, if
I'm
you're like, listen,
it.
By the time that we air this, you'll be able to go to the archives of Open Door Church and look up Brother Ted's it's actually a prophetic night. We're calling it Prophetic Israel Night, and it's on the convergence of all the holidays that are about to take place.
Amen.
And how the Spirit of the Lord calls that an open window of heaven. That's going to be absolutely amazing. Okay, my friends, well, I only have 2 minutes left. And I'm super excited about a brand new offer from Troy Brewer Ministries, and we just now started this. I don't know if you've even started to get this, Brother Ted, but we just started a brand new daily devotional called Daily Transformations. Have you got your copy yet?
I have not.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you how to do that right here, okay? Awesome. All you have to do is text. If you text the word TB Radio, it's in Troy Brewer Radio. Okay. If you text that to, it's a six-digit number, 444-999, what'll happen is you'll get something, it'll immediately come back and say, okay, now tell me your email, and then boom, you send that in, and then you'll get it every single day. It's called Daily Transformation. It has a prophetic word for the day, it has a scripture for the day, and it has awesome. a daily devotional for the day. Man, dude, we've been working on that for like the past 6 months, and I'm so excited about it. The elders in the church here helped me put it together, and we've been working hard on it. And then so again, guys, if you want to do that, all you got to do is text the word TB Radio, is in Troy Brewer Radio, to 444-999, or you can simply go to www.troybrewer.com. Now, the next big thing that we just now did, just this week, we have unleashed and launched the world something that's called troybrewer.tv, and that's for people who partner with this ministry. You get all of my conferences in video on demand, all of my School of Prophecy, all of my School of Ministry, all of my teaching series, and then, well, just really cool exclusive material that we load up every single month. And you know what we're doing with all that partnership, brother? We are buying little boys and little girls out of the hearts of sex trafficking.
That's awesome.
All over the world. Yeah, we bought 56 girls just since January.
Praise the Lord.
And we know where hundreds and hundreds and hundreds more are. Again, guys, that's called troybrewer.tv if you want to go there and browse it for free. Or you can simply go to troybrewer.com. My friend, don't forget, you can also go to opendoorexperience.com. And I call you blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Bye-bye.